AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Happy birthday, America. The 4th of July arrived moments ago in the Eastern Time Zone. How are you planning to celebrate Independence Day? New Yorker Kara Hafner says she's going to enjoy the fireworks and try not to think about something going wrong.
There's a possibility that it could, and I recognize that. I think that's a possibility every day, not just the 4th of July.
Most people here in Times Square are taking the security concerns in stride. Tourist Karen Peters is in from Holland and says she's not letting it stop her from watching the 4th of July fireworks.
That can happen anywhere. So, yeah, why be scared?
Tourist Damien Caruso from Australia admits he is concerned about the latest terror warning.
I'm nervous because that's just me. I freak out about everything. But, like, you can't, like, limit yourself from enjoying July 4th.
The NYPD says 7,000 police officers will be out in full force on July 4th. Julie Walker, New York.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
KC and the Sunshine Band spent Friday night rehearsing for a Capitol 4th celebration on the National Mall in Washington. A 120-hour nonstop flight from Japan to Hawaii has ended for a plane powered by the sun.
The Solar Impulse 2 has completed a five-day journey across the Pacific from Japan. Pilot Andre Borschberg celebrated along with flight controllers in Monaco.
The landing of Andre Borschberg in a plane without a drop of fuel. 5 days, five nights. We're down.
Great to be in Hawaii!
There were cheers when that plane was secured.
4 days, 21 hours and 51 minutes. 8,259 kilometers.
This was the latest leg of an around-the-world trip that began in Abu Dhabi in March.
A historic first for aviation.
I'm Diane Kepley.
This is AP Radio News. The parents of a young woman who was killed on Pier 14, a popular tourist destination in San Francisco, are devastated by her death at the hands of a man who has a long rap sheet. Jim Steinle told KGO-TV he takes some comfort in that he was beside his daughter when she needed him.
You could feel she was fighting, gasping for every breath, and she fought right up to the end, but that, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Steinle says his daughter Kate said, "Help me, Dad," with her dying breath. Her mother believes her daughter is doing well in heaven.
She's up there. She's probably running the joint by now. That's the way she was. Do you know? She's a very take-charge girl.
The shooting suspect has 7 felony convictions and has been deported 5 times, but the sheriff's department couldn't detain him because there was no outstanding warrant for him. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.